where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. Here's an update from Sarnia News Today.
Spring officially arrives tonight, but it won't feel like it. Environment Canada is calling for daytime highs around the freezing mark this week, with possible flurries today and tomorrow. Warning preparedness meteorologist Jeff Coulson says the cold start to spring has to do with a shift in the weather pattern.
Instead of bringing in our air masses from milder directions like the southwest, we're now pulling in a more Arctic air mass coming in from northwestern Ontario, and that's actually going to be with us through the rest of the work week and probably into the weekend as well.
But Coulson says temperatures are expected to bounce back next week, but there could still be a mix of precipitation. Looking ahead at April, he says overall, temperatures are expected to be around seasonal. The second annual State of Lambton Business Breakfast is on this morning in Wyoming. Local leaders from across the county will join together to provide a brief update on what is happening in their respective communities for 2024. Bluewater Health's redeveloped cancer care clinic will be named for Nova Chemicals. During a news conference yesterday, the company announced it would be contributing $500,000 toward the $3.7 million project. VP of East Manufacturing, Joe Wolf, was thrilled to share the news. He says, like many others, he's been personally touched by cancer.
First, I lost my grandfather. Devastating. Cancer. Came on, diagnosed it. 2 months later, he was no longer with us. And then shortly thereafter, you know, kind of my hero, my idol, my father, he was 6 months from retirement. And he went to work one day and he passed away, undiagnosed cancer. And then, you know, shortly thereafter, it just seemed like within a 5-year stretch, you know, my mother, it was a long battle. It was diagnosed, but she struggled.
Additions to the aging clinic will include 2 new exam rooms, more space for patients, and it will have a more holistic and healing feel. It's a 12 to 18 month multi-phase project, and the goal is to have it completed by the spring of 2025. Members of the public who wish to pay tribute to Brian Mulroney will be able to visit his casket in Ottawa. The former Prime Minister's casket is being brought to the Sir John A. Macdonald Building opposite Parliament Hill today. On Thursday and Friday, mourners may visit St. Patrick's Basilica in Montreal, where Mulroney will lie in repose until his funeral the following day. A hike in gas prices is expected to be behind a rise in the February inflation rate. Statistics Canada is set to release its Consumer Price Index report for last month later this morning. Economists expect the inflation rate to tick up above 3% again after slowing to 2.9% in January. Cloudy today. Flurries are expected as well. Winds out of the southwest, a high of +3. Partly cloudy tonight. Slight chance of showers or flurries. Southwest winds becoming northwesterly after midnight, a low of -2. Flurries tomorrow with gusty northwest winds, a high of +2. For Thursday, sunny, a high of -1.
Find these stories online at sarnianewstoday.ca.